Pfizer, the world's biggest pharmaceutical company, is among the activists' targets. Protesters rallied at Pfizer World headquarters in New York this week, alleging it sometimes charges $50 for medications that cost 5 cents to produce. Steve Auerbach is a pediatrician.
Americans are paying anywhere from 2 to 4 times the price for the same drugs, the same drug companies, as other industrialized countries. So Canada pays half the price we do. New Zealand pays a quarter of the price that we do.
This is corporate greed. This is what it's all about. All about the money.
This protester carries a briefcase overflowing with play money to illustrate the demonstrators' contention that big corporations buy off lawmakers to gain unfair political advantage. The protesters focused on the American Legislative Exchange Council, or ALEC. Occupy activist Gabriel Johnson.
It's an organization set up by these big corporations to try and get state legislators to vote their way on bills.
ALEC's website says the council is a lobbying group that advances free markets and limited government. About 200 Occupy demonstrators also protested against Bank of America, alleging the financial institution profited by knowingly giving mortgages to people who could not afford them. Anthony Robledo is an Occupy activist.
And then they foreclose their homes, so they've been selling the American dream from a lot of people. They're a huge corporation. They have a lot of lobbyists.
Occupy Wall Street protesters are also targeting corporations in other cities. Peter Fedinsky, VOA News, New York.